Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is a very special guest out there. Not only is she the Library Director for the Crown Point Community Libraries, but she's also the Indiana Library Federation President for the coming year. And so, Julie Wendorf, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
You know, this is just a terrific opportunity. And I tell you what, it was you and I had connected just in the last few weeks at a arts and culture assessment that's happening throughout the region. And there was an open forum, an open house held at Indiana University Northwest where we connected. And so one, it was a terrific reminder for me about how broad our arts and culture community is. And quite honestly, how libraries contribute to that. And if I can just start there, I'm curious what your biggest takeaway from that evening was in that discussion around arts and culture in our region.
Well, you kind of mentioned already, I think it's really amazing to see how broad the arts community is in Northwest Indiana. And it certainly was the motivation for me to attend that forum that night, was to make sure that people understood that the role that public libraries already have in providing equitable access to the arts and culture in their communities.
And, you know, I would say in the big picture, the breadth of participation that night was really cool. But what it really highlighted for me is the diverse programming that libraries do offer in our communities. And so how do arts and culture activities fit into what you offer there at the Crown Point Community Libraries?
It's pretty wide. As the community hubs in our communities, we provide lots of different opportunities for people to interact with the arts and culture in many different ways. So one real basic way is that we're public buildings and we contain public art. So we have permanent art installations in our building from local artists. So that's one thing that we do. If we just provide art in the background of life, when you're coming to the library, you get to see art. We certainly provide free programs without barriers of ticket price for cultural events. I think of some of the programs that we have here at the library include the high school will bring their improv group over to do an improv event several times a year, actually. The choirs, the bands, the orchestras, they all come in and provide performances for our community that may not be able to actually enjoy those kind of performances because of ticket price. We also have a gallery wall and display cases. Right now, just actually yesterday, we had the Crown Point Community School Elementary Schools all are showcasing their elementary student art for the month of February going into the month of March, celebrating the art month. And we'll have an open house to celebrate that in March, where all those young artists get to come in and see their art in a public space. They get really excited about it. Last year we had, I think it was like 400 people show up, and they were just so excited to take a picture with their art hanging in the library. So that introduces them to the idea of being publicly displayed artists, even in elementary school. But we also have professional artists that will use our gallery space and our display space to show their art as well. As I was telling you the other night, we have lots of entry-level hands-on experiences with art as well at the library for all ages, whether it's kids or adults. And some of the really cool adult program that we've done recently is bookmaking, paper marbling, glass etching, cookies and canvas, just all sorts of different ways that we kind of allow people to explore an art form that they may not have done in another way or have access to, which I think is really cool.
I would agree. And I was going to say, I mean, you've hit on performing arts, you've hit on different age groups, you've hit on art exhibits and art displays out there. You've hit on art classes. And I also know from your calendar, you've got communities that really come in. So crochet community, if I'm not mistaken, where it's groups where they might be learning from each other, but it's not necessarily a class. It's just a chance to gather together to do a creative passion that people love. Do I have that? Do I understand that right?
Oh, yeah. We have weekly groups, knitting, crocheting, and quilting, I think, meets twice a month. But those groups, some of those groups have been meeting since we were in the old library. Over 20, 25 years, some of the same participants in those groups. And those groups sometimes are having 20, 25 people meeting weekly to not only learn how to start the craft, they're willing to teach people that don't know how to knit or crochet, but they also provide a great way for them to form community. We offer that space for them so they can build their community. And what we found is that those kind of activities help really combat senior loneliness. And we know that that's at an epidemic level right now in the United States.
Yeah.
So those opportunities, whether it's to craft and other things that we have like gaming, whether it's Mahjong and other things, allow seniors to have access to programming that's no cost and provides that sense of community and building friendships. And often we find out that some of these people that come in for programming end up making new friends, which is really hard to do at a certain age. And they make new friends and they've built their community outside of the library as well, which I think is fantastic. Art has certainly allowed that to happen.
Well, and I would say to your point on sort of that creative aging and the impact that that has on our older population, I mean, it's incredible. And the fact that you offer that type of programming, and is really, are all of your programs at no cost, or do people have to check out your calendar online to see which programs you can register for, which ones you can just show up for?
Most of all of our programming is no cost. There are very few programming that we ask for a supply fee just to offset the larger cost of the supplies that are used for that, but that's actually very unusual. And you spoke to that creative aging kind of idea. I think I was telling you about this, that we had a really great grant program last year in partnership with the Indiana Arts Commission on lifelong art, and we had a special cohort of participants in a program that lasted, I believe it was 6 weeks, and they met, and we had an artist, Jennifer Weinart, that came in and taught them on collage. And so they actually walked through a multi-week process where they thought about their lives, their memories and such, and made collages that reflected some of that work that they had kind of worked through together as a group. And it was really interesting. I got to peek into that program a number of times, and I just loved to hear how some of those participants thought that they had been too old to learn anything, but they all just created beautiful collages. And we actually got a letter from one of the participants afterwards, and her quote was, the program gave her an opportunity to expand her creativity in a friendly and positive environment, and it was interesting to learn about the art of collage. My project was a way to honor her grandfather because I grew up in his home and I had wonderful memories and chose a few as inspiration of my project. That's why we do what we do, is to provide those wonderful experiences for the people in our community. We also had another program that we did in partnership with Indiana Humanities, which was a lecture series by Dr. Toni Jean Dickerson, and she had a whole display of beautiful quilts done by Black quilters and talking about the hard topics and soft blows. Mm-hmm. So we were really excited to host that as well as part of our programming last year.
You have clearly highlighted how libraries are at the heart of our communities as a whole and really a critical part of our arts and culture community. And that's without even talking about the obvious connection to the literary arts and all that's available through our public libraries in that vein, which is clearly the core of what your mission is. So unbelievable resources in the community. I'm so glad we had a chance to highlight that today. Any other maybe upcoming new arts and culture program that's happening that you're really excited about?
Well, these are not new programs, but they're reoccurring programs, so we always get excited. Since 2016, the Crown Point Library has partnered with the City of Crown Point to do walking and trolley tours of our architecture and our historic districts here in Crown Point. We have four of them. So we have created research going back to look at all the architecture and the builders and some of the interesting facts about these houses in Crown Point. So we've been doing a walking tour. We started off with a walking tour, decided that it was too long, and now we do it on the trolley with the city. But we also do a walking tour of the downtown square area as well, talking about the history and the art and architecture of the area. I think that's a really unique way that we have really partnered with our community to give them really great local mm-hmm. programming. And another one we do with all ages is our culinary arts program, where we have a Charlie Cart, which is a mobile kitchen, and we do cooking programs with all ages. My favorite is to watch toddlers make bread, but it's just so fun to see all these kids and adults learn new tricks and trades of the culinary arts together in a way that might not be possible for them in any other avenue.
Well, Julie, you guys truly do it all. And so thank you for sharing that with us today on Eye on the Arts Radio. Thank you to all of you listening to us here on Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week with more to highlight around arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. Julie, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.